Dude, my algorithm has been out of control lately. So, like, have you ever had just like one topic just start like really aggressively showing up in your like algorithm feed?
So I don't have one topic, but I have Spanish videos all the time pop up. Yeah,
that's okay. Why? Like, what did, like, did you click something that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Dude, I don't know what triggered this, but like all of a sudden my algorithm was like aggressively trying to sell me sunglasses.
It is getting springy out. Sun's bright. You're going to spend some more time outside.
That's true. And like, I don't know if like I clicked on one and they were like, oh, you want some more sunglasses? Because some of them, they do look kind of cool. It was like a Nerf one had all these kind of cool colors, but like.
Like the Nerf guns?
Yeah, it had like the, you know, like that's the Nerf, cool. Like pink and green, and had that. I was like, I'd rock those. But then it's like showing me like also like douchebag ones, like, you know, like the ones that are like the circular and like,
oh geez,
like,
yes,
like kind of like Morpheus ripoff almost.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like they started showing me those and it's like, dude, this is a school shooter special. I can't. And then one came through. It's like, hey, do you have a big head? Our sunglasses are made for big head. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Why is my algorithm roasting me right now?
Big head.
Welcome to Weird Wide, everybody. I am big-headed JD Ross. With me is Bethany Marshall. We are your favorite weirdos, and we're here to get fucking weird.
And we're really good at it.
Yeah, we're really good at it. It's like no effort at all to get weird.
I didn't realize that we were going to be this good at it, but apparently this is our calling.
Yeah, exactly. So our legacy will be the legacy of weird. I fucking love it. Dramatic as shit, dude. I love
that. That is dramatic.
Well, today we're going to be getting our haunting on a little bit. We're going to be talking about one of the, I feel like we're like kind of doing some like virtual world traveling lately. Like we haven't done a lot in the US. Like we've done a lot of like international stuff, and it's kind of fun. I dig that.
I think it's partially because like I'm getting in the mood for international travel.
Yeah,
so like
that's true.
I'm taking it weird wide, baby.
Hell yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like I didn't even put two and two together.
Gotta explore the world.
Hell yeah. So and until the economy improves and I can actually afford to, we're gonna have to just do it virtually. So today we're gonna be talking about one of the most haunted places in the world, Fort Bangar in India. It's fucking gnarly. Before we get to that though, we do have a couple of weird news stories. Now you said you had one. Actually, mine, you said yours was cute. Mine is kind of cute in a fucked up way. So do you want to do yours first? Or you want to do mine first?
I want to do yours first because okay. I want to know.
Okay. So earlier this week, last week for when this episode drops, but earlier this week as of recording, there was a group of kids that were arrested. They're calling them the Little Rascals, okay? The Little Rascal Robbers, because these kids, 11, 12, and 16, held up a fucking bank in Houston.
Well, did they now... I'm imagining the scene in Little Rascals where they do like this one on top of the other and the trench coat.
And they go,
is that how they did it?
Okay. Apparently they like went in like Point Break style. They went in like holding up the place, like, give me all your money. This is a stick up, which like had to be just so adorable. Give me all your money. This is a stick. Cause you know, their voices haven't cracked yet. Unless the 16-year-old was running it.
I don't know.
When does a 16-year-old get like his voice?
Probably. It's probably right around 16.
Okay.
But as somebody who has dealt with a bunch of little asshole 12-year-olds,
yeah.
I wouldn't think it was cute. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm like, go get your mom.
Yeah. It's also one of those things too. It's like, if they have guns, it's like, they don't realize that like life actually ends if you pull the trigger. So like, they don't really, they're just stupid enough for it, which is fun.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where they're not mature enough to realize that these actions are actually having consequences.
Yeah, like real life consequences.
Real consequences.
Like deal with some shit with this. And then the one, I just love that it was like a 16-year-old hanging out with like a 12 and an 11-year-old. Cause like, do you remember when you were like young, if there was like, if like you were in that like 11, 10 group and there'd be like somebody that just hung around the neighborhood that was older and like, you're like, oh man, he's pretty fucking cool. I like Ned. Ned's cool as shit. Ned's a fucking loser. First of all, like you don't even realize it until later, but like,
yep,
that's what I'm picturing. Like that this was like the neighborhood, like older kid that like had to hang out with the youths.
And all they do is obviously play Grand Theft Auto thinking that they can get away with something like this. So yeah. It's a group of kind of dorky little gamer kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. And just in the middle of Houston, and it didn't take long at all. They didn't get away with it. I don't think they wore masks. Yeah. Like, there's like security camera footage. They had to blur it out because they're minors, but like, there's like security camera footage of them in the bank not wearing a mask at all. So like, I don't know what their plan was.
At that age, you don't need a plan. Your plan is, let's go hold up the bank. Let's go rob a bank.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, I can't say I've never thought that.
I mean, I definitely have. Like, yeah. It's one of those things that you think about. You're not actually going to do it, but you think, how would I do it?
How would I do it?
And then what would I do afterwards?
Exactly. Well, I'm not going to sit here and say that I, you know which bank I would target and which, you know, how I would do it and my escape plan. I'm not going to say any of that, but.
Of course not.
No.
Now, my story, it's kind of, you know, you went with cops. I'm going with firefighters.
Okay. We're talking about both sides of that coin. I like it.
So there is this footage of firefighters fighting a car fire in ball gowns.
What?
So it is this thing. Like, it's so cute. It's a legitimate car fire, too.
Yeah.
What had happened was there was a parade
yeah.
and they were on a float promoting a beauty pageant that is like a fundraiser thing.
Yeah.
And I guess the fire department hosts it. So they had all the firefighters on this float and they were in these beautiful ball gowns. And then they get a call that there's a car fire and they just don't even think twice. They just go.
They just get in their ball gown mode. Yeah.
There's time video of them. Heroes. Yeah. There's video of them like holding these hoses in these gowns and stuff. The one guy like adjusts his. He's like, and they even said afterwards, like, oh yeah, I completely forgot that I was wearing a ball gown until it started like sliding down a little bit and I had to adjust it.
I just love that. Like he kind of took the, like, it's like, you know, the training just kicks in and you don't really think twice about it. You just go into hero mode and it doesn't matter that you're wearing a ball gown. You go out there and by God, you put out that fire.
And that's exactly what happened too. It was just so cute when I saw it.
Here's my dream for that though. My absolute dream is that like there was somebody in the neighborhood or just around that decided that night to maybe trip, you know, drop acid, maybe have some mushrooms and came upon that. And just have themselves a moment. Like, just, I wish that for somebody. Like, I wish that, like, just came around and just saw a bunch of firefighters in ball gowns just, just tripping and then balls.
He's going to tell all of his friends that, like, oh my gosh, I had the craziest trip. There was firefighters in ball gowns. And his friends are going to be like, no, dude, that was real. Like,
that really happened. Bro.
That was actually a
thing.
He's not going to believe him.
No, he's going to be like, you guys are fucking with me. You guys are fucking with me.
I wouldn't believe him for a second.
Not
even
at all.
Seeing the video, I'd be like, no, this is fake. You guys you're doing too much.
I don't know how you did this, but I knew you did this.
That was great.
I fucking love it. Before we get into the actual topic that we're talking about today, I do got to give a little bit of a shout out. I have two aunts in this world that are my absolute favorite, Aunt Linda and Aunt Elena. Aunt Elena, both are older. She took it upon herself to like find the sign up sheet or the sign up page for our email list. And I noticed like when the emails go out that she is one of the like main ones opening every single time. So consistent. She's so supportive.
I love it.
She told me, she goes, I don't get it. I don't know what you're doing, but I support you. And like, that's so beautiful. So shout
that is
out
beautiful.
To Aunt Elena. I love Aunt Elena.
Shout out to Aunt Elena.
Hell yeah. All right. Let's get our fucking spooky on today. So like I said, we're going to be talking about we're about to butcher a bunch of Indian words. Hope everybody's ready.
I have looked up a bunch of these and I'm doing my best, but
I'm winging it. I am totally just winging it.
There's some tough ones. There's some tough ones.
Yeah. So take us into it. So we're talking about Fort Bangar today.
Yes. So first of all, have you seen pictures of this place?
I have. It's creepy as shit.
I think it's beautiful. Well, then again, I like creepy stuff.
Maybe it's because I've got the knowledge that like I went into this as like this is a paranormal,
it's a spooky
place. Yeah. So maybe I just had that, like, maybe I'm just prejudiced in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely just beautiful.
It is cool looking. A lot of the architecture is still like maintained. Like they did really well putting it together.
Oh yeah. It still looks like, you know, you could just kind of move in.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but I would.
Probably shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't, knowing what I know now.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely a bad idea.
Yeah.
So this one, it's known as the most haunted place in India. It was built in the 17th century, I believe. Mm-hmm.
17th century, yeah.
And there's a lot of like legend and stuff around how haunted it is.
It's also not even like said about, like, there's two stories of how it even came to be in the first place. Like, they can't, like, from what I could tell, they can't even fully decide which story is like how it even got there to begin with.
Yeah. I like the princess story.
Princess story is pretty cool. We'll get into both of those in a bit here. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just this beautiful piece of architecture. And it's like, it doesn't get talked about enough, in my opinion.
It doesn't.
Because of how pretty it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're covering, just like we did last week, we're covering another kind of minor league haunting situation. Like, and it shouldn't be, because like there's a lot of creepy, like there's a lot. I would love to see a movie around this one. If you got,
I think it would be a great idea.
I'd love to see. There's two versions I'd love to see. I want to see the American version where like a bunch of white people go and they go there because they just don't listen to the locals and they get fucked up. And then I want to see the Bollywood version where everything is just completely over the top and ridiculous.
Yes, that would be amazing. That would. You know, I think you should pitch this to Hollywood and Bollywood.
Should. I think we should. So let's get Hollywood and Bollywood on the phone. I don't know how we go about doing that, but
I'm sure you can Google their number.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure it's listed. Hollywood's probably a 555.
It bothers me that it's such an unknown story too, because it is one of the most haunted places in the world.
Yeah, like not just India, but like
in the world
globally, it's one of the ones. Like, it's to the point where like the local authorities, like, they have like restrictions going on with it.
A lot of restrictions. Yeah. You're not allowed to stay overnight.
Yeah.
And there's signs posted everywhere for that. You're not, foreigners are not allowed to
we couldn't even go in. So let's go into like the origins of the place. So there's two different stories that I found. I haven't found any third ones, but there's two stories that kind of say how Bangor Fort came to be. The first one I did find really interesting. So it's up now. Again, we're about to butcher these things. So
I believe in you.
It's located at the border of the Sariska Tiger Reserve, in the Alwar district of Rajasthan. Now, the first legend claims that a king named Mado Singh raised the fort after obtaining permission from like a local, this is a lot of like cultural stuff that I didn't really like. I wasn't like totally keyed into. I think it was like a local spiritual leader.
Yeah, I read that it was just the way that I interpreted it was it was just somebody who had a lot of power and a lot of influence.
So yeah, so like an influential dude in the area, somebody that you had to like a shot caller basically, somebody who had shots. Yeah. So basically, this king had to get permission from this guy. And this guy had this whole thing where, like, you can do it, but, like, you can build it as long as the shadow doesn't touch my house. That was his whole thing. Which, like, I don't know. Is that hard? Is that hard to do?
It would probably be kind of difficult to do, just depending on where his house is.
Yeah.
Like, the elevations.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're not going to know until you're like most of the way done with of it, you're not going to even know.
Well, I mean, that's us talking, but we're nowhere near the type of people that could like build a place or like, so like, I'm sure they had way of like figuring out where, I mean, it's sunny as fuck in India. So like, I guarantee you there's gotta be some way they could be like, yeah, the sun's going to be like this far. Right.
Honestly, there would have to be, it kind of just sounds like they didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It sounds like they didn't give a fuck. They were like, go fuck yourself. I'm the king.
Right. What are you going to do? Like, if it's built, then what are you going to do? Nothing. Yeah.
Well, as it turned out, they did a little something.
Just kidding.
So basically the local like influential dude apparently just like kind of said, don't fucking do that. And that was good enough because like the guy like built vertically and like it just like cast over him and like eventually just it took over. And then all of a sudden, bad shit just started happening left and right.
Yep. It definitely seems like the guy put a curse on the city.
Yes, because the city apparently used to be like a big trade place. It was like, you know, a huge cultural port. But like now and since then, it's totally fucking abandoned.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that I was reading is that they say that the city was abandoned seemingly overnight.
Yeah. Which would, I mean, that's a good one for a curse. That's a good one for a curse.
Oh, yeah. That's spooky.
Yeah, it is.
I will say, though, the legend that I like the most
this is the better
like I said,
one. By far
this is
the
definitely the this better.
This is a Disney movie.
I thought that, too. Like, if somebody made a movie about this, yeah. And, like, it would have to be a Disney movie.
They'd have to Disney-fy it, but, yeah, they could do it.
Yeah. So there's this beautiful princess, right?
She's supposed to be legendarily gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Fucking gorgeous, wonderful. Everybody wants her.
17th century smoke show.
Including I believe it's called a sandu, which
yeah.
My interpretation of it is kind of like a Hindu monk.
Yeah, that's what I got from it, too.
And he saw her and he fell in love.
Yeah.
And he wanted her more than anything. So mm-hmm. he took her massage oil and put a spell on it.
Yeah.
So that she would fall in love with him and they could, you know, have their happy little life or whatever.
Indian fly.
So then she figures it out that he did this and she takes the bottle and throws it at a boulder.
Yeah.
And the oil that is basically he used black magic in this oil, it seeps into the boulder.
Yeah.
And uses its black magic and the boulder crushes the sandu.
Yeah. Now, like, OK, I'm fuzzy on that part. Like, was it like he was walking past it and she was like, hey, sandu, fuck you. And like threw it. And then like the boulder came down. Or was it like later? That's what I'm fuzzy on.
So what I imagine is she throws the bottle at the rock and it breaks and the oil like soaks down this rock and it's going to be dark nighttime.
Yeah.
And it slowly seeps down and there's like a sparkle where the magic is working into the rock.
Yeah.
And then like cut to like in the middle of the day at some point and
like
all
the
of a sudden
afternoon.
Exactly. And then the rock just kind of wiggles a little bit as he's walking past and falls over and crushes him.
I love that. But I still love the idea that it was quicker. I love the idea of him like, yo, did you fucking do something to my compact? Like, did you do something to my oil? And he's like, no, I didn't do shit to your oil. And like, he's standing by the rock. She's like, I think you fucking did. And like, there's this whole dramatic argument. Cause like, we love to put a like romantic twist, but like, these are still humans. They probably had dumbass arguments. So like,
oh yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Throws it. And then like, it hits the boulder. And like the boulder falls and she's like, oh, fuck, I didn't.
Oops.
Oh, shit. I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
I like that. A whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
I stole that from, I think, American Dad. But still, I love it.
Amazing. Amazing.
But that's not where the story ended.
No. So with his dying breath.
Final breath. Super dramatic. This is a movie, man.
So I know. It really does. He curses the town, the entire town. Mm-hmm. And everybody, I guess everybody seemed to have like blown it off.
They were like, ah.
Like this crazy guy.
This
like
guy.
And then it said a year later, this whole city was taken over by an enemy army. And like princess was never seen again and
that didn't go well. If that was a invading army, that didn't go well. We're not going to think about what happened with that whole situation.
Good. And now it said that the spirits of the princess and all of the townsfolk are trapped there for eternity.
Mm-hmm. They will find no rest for eternity according to the curse.
Could you imagine? Listen, eternity is just something that you can't even fathom.
No.
And being stuck in the same place for eternity.
Like, you know, I joke and I feel like I joke about that with like where we live sometimes, but it's like the actual concept of that is totally it's impossible to wrap your head around.
Yeah. And like in the spirit realm of it too.
Yeah.
We don't even know what that's like.
We have no idea. What do you guys think at home? What do you guys think that's like? Weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Weirdos sound off.
Have you seen, there was a show, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to remember the name of it, but it was this, I think it was a vampire and a werewolf who became roommates. And it turns out that,
was there a witch also involved?
I don't think there was a witch, but the house, I think it was an apartment. The apartment was haunted. And so they're like, you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. It had the kid from Detroit Rock City. It had do you remember that Tim Allen movie where he had the kid in the native tribe?
Yes.
Jungle to Jungle?
Yes, that's exactly who it is.
It had that kid in it, right?
Yep, that's exactly.
Awesome. I can't remember what it's called, but it was awesome.
So that's what I imagine the spirit realm is like, is just you like wandering around and people aren't paying attention to you. And then all of a sudden, except for like the werewolves and vampires.
Yeah. And like eventually you'd probably like come to some kind of like, I guess, like acceptance of it and just like, but like, because like eventually it's like you stop trying to call out and you just sort of like watch people, I assume. Because you imagine like being a 17th century royal and like having to deal with people like nowadays, like the cell phones. It's just like, what is happening? Like,
what is this?
I don't like this at all.
Especially like in a secluded location.
Yeah.
Because you kind of get to see, you know, if you're in one place.
Yeah.
For eternity. And it's somewhere that people aren't allowed to go to regularly.
Right.
Right. So you're like in a secluded location with minimal contact and you see technology progress, but like not really, but like only kind of.
Yeah. Like to, you know, from your perspective, it'd be a really weirdly dystopian vibe. It'd be almost post-apocalyptic with like the technology.
Oh, yeah. It's so terrifying to me. Yeah. That's a concept that I have thought about a lot and it's terrifying. Yeah.
I try not to think about that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because that freaks me the fuck out.
With all the stuff that I watch with and read about and with hauntings, like I think about all the time, what is this place like for ghosts?
Yeah. Like, how is it for you guys? Like ghosts, if you're watching, email the show, weirdvibepodcast@gmail.com.
Leave a comment. What do you think?
That's right. Comment below, subscribe, hit that subscribe button. I don't know. I love like that legend is more interesting to me like than it was just like some dude in the shadow and like because that seems like just I could see that, but like I love the romanticism of the princess and like the but it also like it's also just one of those things where it's like when you really stop and break down like how many legends do people just like fuck their entire situation up because they feel entitled to some woman that they have no access to. And they just like, it's the same concept as like the sirens on the shore leading like a ship to death. It's like, you're not going to sit there and tell me there wasn't like, I'm okay. So she was the most beautiful woman. Like, but like, why do you get the most beauty? Like, you're no, like you're just a Sandu. I don't know what Sandu is.
That's the one. They're like that's monks. They're like
Yeah.
Which honestly, even nowadays, like with regular like celebrities,
they get
male stalkers all the time. They're dangerous.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of the same kind of concept.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what makes that one so believable to me. And like it is obviously romanticized. And you know, you just imagine this beautiful princess and like everybody loves her. And
it was probably a situation where like realistically, like I don't know what like any kind of execution methods, like I'm not familiar with that with India, but like what I think is like I could see it very easily happening is like he claimed that he cursed the whole thing or was claimed, you know, somebody made that claim and then like they stoned him to death maybe. And then the stone became like a boulder over time as the story, you know, big game of like centuries, like long game of telephone. And like now it's just like it's a big boulder and magic and shit. That's fun.
Yeah.
Like I could see like a real situation happening that way. And then happenstance of like an invading army just happened to conquer it.
Oh yeah. A lot of it, you know, obviously a lot, there could be a lot that's just storytelling and coincidence, but at the same time, I'm not taking my chances.
Absolutely not. And especially because like with a lot of like the situation. So like I was able to find a couple of stories where like, It does make you go, ooh, maybe there is some kind of curse situation going on here. So one of the most like telling things as far as like in the direction of maybe there's a curse on Fort Bangor is it's like everyone who's ever visited has reported at night. There's like there's a vibe. There's a chill to the
a very increased paranormal activity.
Yeah, like a lot of, like, they say that like screams and like disembodied voices and things moving around, all of the classic haunting stuff is present a lot there.
I hate it. They say too that people walking around, I think even in the day,
yeah,
get it's the like feeling
at,
that
at night is the most, but like even during the day, there's something wrong. There's something,
yeah, like they get the feeling that they're being watched, and
constantly,
then there's like
constantly,
yes, and heightened states of anxiety, mm-hmm, and you know, just uneasy feelings, which mm-hmm is the same kind of stuff that I get at Gettysburg.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've not been there at night though.
I have, and I honestly get the uneasy feeling almost any time.
Yeah.
But night is spooky.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to like what we were saying about like possible real world, like, you know, implications and things like that. When you have like a massive battle like that, there's going to be just that leftover negative. There's nothing to do. You can't like get rid of this like negative vibe, even if it's just a tulpa in people's heads that like, because of the location, so many people died, people start believing it. And then again, the game of telephone, and it just becomes like this like real world projection. Same thing. I mean, if there was like a massive military invasion back in the 17th century, it could very easily have been just that, like that's all it is, but still more stories to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things is the Indian government will not, like they have said, you are not allowed to go there at night. It is absolutely forbidden to go there at night, but people have done it. Like kids, it's just like the haunted house in the neighborhood. Like a bunch of kids have to go and like test it. You know what I mean? They have to go fuck with it. Go poke the bear.
Oh yeah. I could definitely see groups of kids be like, oh, yep, you're too scared to go there. Yep. And it's happened. Yep. And some of the stories that come out of it happening is, mm-hmm, it's terrifying. It's Final Destination.
Literally, because that's what always seems to be that's the scariest part, is like, it's creepy while you're there, but there always seems to be some kind of repercussion. There was one situation where a kid like felt, it was a group of kids and they were fucking around, and the one fell into a well and they immediately got him out. It was like, it was dark and he felt like, and they pulled him out. But like on the way home, they were on a bus. And the bus got into an accident, and literally the only ones that were even hurt were them. They were all three killed.
Yeah, that's the one that I was reading about, and I was like, okay, because I have the Final Destination trauma that I think all millennials have.
Oh yeah, I can't go behind a log truck. I can't sit behind a log truck.
Mine is elevators.
Oh fuck that! Yeah,
I get so scared going on an elevator. I need to like talk myself up to it, and like I hurry through the doorway. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god, we're gonna die. But because of that, I can't. I had a hard time. I was like, I can't read into any more of these stories because my anxiety was rising. I was like, this is spooky.
Well, and it's like it's you know, like it's a lot of the same. It's a lot of very similar ones, like, you know, like people that decided to test the boundaries. And. And there was another one where it was like, it was weird because it was like they got into a car accident and then like they didn't die immediately, but then they died like later, like that same night on the way to the hospital. Like they got into a second car wreck, I think.
That's what it seems like, is it's like not right away stuff that's happening. It's like, but it's waiting. Like,
yeah. It's like
death followed you.
Yeah. Like it's like because. I know one of like, you know, our friends has gotten like had a situation where there was like, I think it was in Gettysburg actually. And like a little girl spirit, like attached to her. And ooh. Like, she was like dealing with it. And it was like this whole, like she was like around for a while until eventually, I don't know. I wasn't there for the exorcism or whatever, but like, apparently she just was like, you can't be here. You got to go. But you know, with something like, if it's more evil concentrated, I think that it would be harder to prevent that. And it seems like it's pretty quick where that like death gets you at that point too.
Now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If uh-huh. you went to a haunted place
uh-huh.
and a seemingly innocent spirit attached itself to you, would you like feel bad? Like, getting rid of it?
Oh no, I wouldn't feel bad getting rid of it at all.
Oh, like, I would.
No, because that's the thing. You are gonna get killed.
I know.
There's a tiger reserve by this place too. If you want to go pet some fucking tiger,
let's go. Actually, I might as well.
I would go to that. I feel like a tiger. I feel like I could make a tiger. A tiger would get me.
I have pet tigers before, so
I have no problem with a tiger. It's the snakes and shit that I'm not fucking with. But
I like snakes.
No, see, here's the thing is like I it's like accepting a gift from the Fey realm. Like if you
accept I would.
It, but that's the thing is that's how they get you.
I know. I'm doomed. I'm surprised that I've lived this long, honestly.
I mean, like maybe you picked up a good spirit. But that's the thing is like how do you know if it's a good spirit or not? Like, cause it could be right. fucking with you.
Because the bad spirits disguise themselves as good spirits. Exactly. And that was the whole deal with Annabelle.
Yeah, exactly.
She disguised herself as a doll or whatever. So it's even, like, oh, tra-la-la.
Same with Robert the Doll.
I love Robert the Doll. That one's so spooky. Oh, yeah. I hate it, but I love it.
Apparently, if you call him Bobby, he gets pissed.
I read that. Like, yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, God.
Oh, man. And like, I know my smart ass would be in there like, hey, Bobby, what's going on? He's like, I'm gonna.
You would get Robert the Doll attached to you.
Yeah. And
just
I don't,
so you know.
I don't need that. I don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't ever go to visit Annabelle or Robert the Doll. You're not allowed.
I've thought about it, but I definitely
have to.
I don't know if I should do that, even with the protective like God glass or whatever they got going on that stops them.
Yeah, the protective God glass. I do not understand how that is supposed to work because
I don't get it. Apparently, it's like the wood does something. I don't know.
I'm gonna trust the professionals. It does. It definitely does. But you know. If the spirit is attached to the doll and the doll is in a case,
yeah,
then we should be good.
Theoretically.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But
I hope so.
So no, I actually had a situation like I don't fuck with ghosts. Like I would consider fucking with an alien, but I'm not, I'm still on the fence about that shit. I'm not going to go first. Like I'm not shaking hands first, but like
I might,
you could shake hands first, but if it goes well, I'll consider it. But, like, I've seen the alien movies way too many times. Like, I don't know. But like, I had a situation when I was doing real estate where I was doing an open house. Nobody fucking showed up to this thing. I was there by myself the whole time. And I swear to Christ, I heard from like the upstairs, this noise just kept going. And I'm a professional. Ew. I stayed the whole time. And I told the agent, because it wasn't my listing, I told the agent, I was like, bro, you got a fucking haunted house. And like he tells me later, he's like, man, he's full of shit. He doesn't. And then he fucking heard. He's like, what the fuck is that? Like, so like, no, fuck that.
No.
I don't
no.
fuck with that shit.
So I say that I don't. But then again, my mom's house was 100% haunted.
Yeah.
I told you that story. But like, yeah. Like there was paranormal stuff that was happening before all like the weird stuff. And like, we just got used to it. We're just okay.
That's the thing. That's the thing is like there was, I think there was a ghost in my parents' house. I think she's gone now, but there was like a playful little girl ghost. She never really made contact, but she would like do little tricks.
She'd
fuck with you a little bit.
That's kind of what we dealt with. Like she would open the, like the pantry door.
Yeah.
It would just open sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear like walking around upstairs when there wasn't anybody upstairs.
Yep.
And there was a few times that I heard mama.
Oh, no.
Which was weird. Yes.
No.
That one was weird. That no, one
I'm lighting the sage
bugged me.
Right that moment. I am dropping what I'm doing, lighting sage.
I was just like, whatever. She was here before me, so she's chill. She's not doing anything, you know, bad until that weird part happened. And I don't know. I always just chalked that up to like my mom's house was being haunted. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
And but, you know, everything else was fine.
I mean, here's the problem, though. She's also not paying rent.
That is true.
She's not chipping.
That is true.
She's not eating groceries, so I don't expect her to do that. But, like,
she did live in the pantry, though. So she might have been sneaking snacks.
Okay, see? So, like, anytime some snacks. So she's not chipping. Like, that's a freeloading ghost.
She was a kid, though, so she couldn't get a job. She was like, I don't know. There's so much gray area there.
That's true. Well, actually, no. If you took her now down south, you can get her a job because they're trying to get rid of child labor laws.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Society's heading in a great direction.
Ooh, what could go wrong, right?
I can't wait to see. Let's not get political on this show. So, yeah, a couple other stories. There was one where, like, speaking of little kid ghosts, like, they went into a room. There was no windows, no other doors, and, like, nothing was there for like when they first got in there, and then all of a sudden there's like a little boy just standing there.
I read that one, like in the doorway, just chilling.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I feel like little kid ghosts freak me out a little bit more.
They just make me more sad.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think, and that, honestly, that probably has something to do with that. And then that with like, and like horror movie culture.
Yeah, that's true too. It might literally like, just be that.
Creepy kids, they could rule the horror movie genre very easily.
They really could. I mean, there's some like, we already played with our parents. We want to play with you now.
Oh God.
Yeah, literally. So I don't know, man. I have no desire to go to this place. None at all.
I would love to say same, but yeah. Like part of me wants to, because like during the day, but it's so pretty. And it, you know, is. I want to see
like,
ghosts.
Old places like that are, I mean, it's gotta be cool as fuck.
Oh yeah. That's like, honestly, see, like 17th century.
Yeah.
Old. What? Yeah. That's so That's long ago. That's awesome. So long ago.
Yeah.
I love going to places where I was like, oh, this was built in the 1700s, the 1800s. This is 100 years old. I'm like, wow.
That's why I want to go to Rome, because like it's like some of the like old cobblestone roads that are like the same ones. Like, that's crazy to me.
I know. That's one of the things that I'm so excited to go to, like, Scotland.
Yes.
And explore Scotland and see some of these like crazy old castles and stuff. Oh, I'm so excited.
Hell yeah, dude. I got to see the Ross Castle. I'm actually a landowning Scottish landowner.
Are you, was that the thing where you could buy like a small portion of land?
Yeah, we got that for Christmas this year.
That's awesome. I saw that. I saw that online somewhere. I don't remember where, but I thought about it.
Yeah, so I don't mean to make it seem like, you know, I'm better than everybody because I'm a lord, but you know, I am, so.
Okay, Lord JD.
That's right.
If I bought land, I would have to be a princess though. Like,
that's true. You can make your title whatever you want. I mean, I think.
You could be a princess of Scotland.
Dude, you could. You could be a princess of Scotland. That's pretty sweet. You got to do it.
Just
saying. Yeah, see, you got the wave down. Everybody.
Now I need to look into it.
If you're not watching on YouTube, like, she's got the wave down. Like, Princess Bethany.
I've been practicing this my entire life.
Hell yeah.
Being a princess.
Yeah. I think you pull it off.
Oh, I definitely could. I definitely could. I love sparkles.
Yeah.
I love unicorns. Yeah. This is all princess stuff.
It's all princess stuff. You're like halfway there.
Tea parties.
I love a tea party. I'll fuck
I haven't party. Drank tea in so long. Very Dude, underrated.
You gotta come over and drink some fucking tea soon.
I know. I love tea. I just, you know, somebody's like, you want some coffee? I'm like, yeah.
I mean, I get I you. Do. But like, I literally, we've gone off completely off the rails, but like, you've got to come over because I've got like this Scottish tea that's only available for leap year. You can only get it every 4 years. And I just got some.
Ooh, fancy tea.
It's really good. It's really
sweet. Are we going to have a princess tea party?
We're going to have a princess tea party.
I'm so excited.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to show up in a princess dress and you're going to be like,
you should.
Trina's going to be like, what is happening?
She'll be pissed because she didn't like get into one as well. Like, that's going
to
be.
I'll bring her one.
Do it. Do it. Dude, we will put pictures on the socials if we make that happen. We got to do it.
I really want this to happen.
I do too. We got to make it happen.
There's so much judgment that's going to happen.
I don't care.
That's fine. I care. Yeah, I don't either.
I don't care. All right. Final thoughts on Fort Bangor. What you got?
I definitely think that it's haunted. You don't get the title of one of the most haunted places in the world
without being a little haunted.
Yeah, it has to at least be a little bit haunted.
But I think it's a little more than a little. I think there's a lot of like, because like we didn't even, I mean, honestly, we didn't even find all the stories. Like, there's a lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because there's probably so, I mean, how many like local urban legends are there and shit too?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, with that, I mean, I got to say, I think it's haunted. I don't need to fuck with it. But I might Google Earth it and just like pretend. That's all I can afford anyway right now. So,
oh, yeah. In reality, I don't think I would go. I don't like the tourism that's involved with a lot of the haunted places because, you know, there's the whole respect thing.
Yeah.
You know, you got to respect the spirits a little bit, but you know, I do. I think it would be interesting. I never would, but I think it would be very interesting just to experience it. If like the opportunity
came up. Yeah. Yeah. Have to come in with some crystals to protect you and shit though. But
oh like, yeah.
But it would be interesting for sure. Yeah. There's a couple places like that we could probably even theoretically go to here. Like, I would go to the Amityville house.
I wouldn't. Nope.
No?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You're going to fuck with an ancient haunted military fort, but not the Amityville house.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I didn't even realize that it was like based on a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Until way later. And when I found that out, I was like, no, yeah. Absolutely not.
That's something we, I did touch upon that on a earlier episode, but we definitely needed to like go more in depth into the actual Amityville haunting. Cause that is a really interesting one.
It's very weird.
A lot going on with that one. A lot to chew on with that. So yeah. So next week we're going to be getting into, I'm not going to give it away, but we're going to be getting into a little bit of alien stuff. I'll give everybody a hint. I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
I'm very excited. I'm excited about next
That's
week.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun one. So tune in for that. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, leave a like, let us know what you think. You can also email the show weirdwidepodcast@gmail.com. If you go on to www.weirdwide.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, get episodes sent directly to you, listen to all of our episodes. And eventually we'll be updating more on that. At some point we plan to roll out merch. We're not there yet, but we plan on doing that at some point, so you definitely want to keep an eye on that. Gonna be putting a lot of fun shit on there. And if you like what you're hearing, please, if you feel compelled, leave a review on Apple. I think you can do it on Spotify now. I don't know how that works or if you can see those. I know that somebody said that you could do that, so leave a review wherever you're listening. Really helps the show, helps visibility. And like I said, if you want to, you know, send us an email, if you got a cool story or you just want to say hi, you just want to say hey.
I love when people say hi.
Yeah, we love it. We like, let's like get in on this little community. That's another thing too, is we have talked about it. We haven't rolled it out yet, but we're going to be at some point doing a Discord channel. So we'll be able to, we got the Facebook, you know, we got a couple different avenues, but we're eventually going to want to try to like get everybody into a space where we can like bring this weird little cult together, and we can just all talk about weird shit and have a good time and just support each other and have fun.
Talk about weird stuff. No yeah, judgment.
None at all. Maybe a little bit. Don't bring no QAnon shit in here. But like, okay, a little bit of judgment. But
a little, maybe a little.
A little bit. So yeah, tune in next week. We love you all, and until then, stay weird.